Hello and welcome to the program, UFO Warning. In this episode, we're talking about UFOs fool me once. That's correct. UFOs fool me once. Or as the old saying goes, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Or maybe as the former president said, fool me once, we don't get fooled again. Yeah, I had to go there. Now, this article is from thehill.com. It's written by Merrick von Rennenkampf. It's an opinion contributor, says, dated May 1st, 2024. Title says, The Pentagon is Lying About UFOs. Overall, pretty good article. And we'll take a look at this article and also look at some of the spending that's been going on at the Pentagon. Why can't these guys account for, what, almost $2.39 trillion? Why can't they account for the parts to the F-35s? Where is the money going? And if we can't trust them to correctly spend taxpayer money, how can we trust them to tell us the truth about UFOs? I think the answer is a big we can't. Now, the article begins here. It says, Congress held a historic hearing on UFOs last July. The hearing, which featured testimony from two former Navy fighter pilots and a former senior intelligence officer, garnered a notable amount of attention and interest not seen on Capitol Hill in years. In one remarkable exchange, Representative Matt Gaetz, Florida, described how his office received a protected disclosure from Eglin Air Force Base, Florida, regarding a January 2023 UFO incident over the Gulf of Mexico. After being stonewalled by the Air Force, he delivered a tense on-base reminder to the military about how authority flows in the United States of America. The Air Force relented, permitting Gaetz to review sensor data gathered during the encounter. Now, let's just unpack this a little bit, because I think this article is, while it's written in a very hopeful manner, things weren't resolved quite that easily. First off, Representative Matt Gaetz from Florida received a protected disclosure. That means somebody at the Air Force that saw this thing was so worried about what happened to them for reporting this, that they went ahead and went around the normal chain of command directly to their representative, Matt Gaetz. Now, it goes on and tells us that at first he stonewalled, which we've been over this many times in the program about how these, I believe, three different representatives, Gaetz, Burchett, Luna, and I think, I can't remember the last rep that went down there, to view this stuff. And so they have a conversation. First, like, no, you can't see it. Gaetz gets upset. I can just see him. You know, he's kind of a firebrand. And reminiscent of that scene, I guess, where Jack Nicholson says, you can't handle the truth. Well, Gaetz was there to tell them that he can handle the truth. Now, they didn't give him everything they wanted to, but they let Gaetz see, I think, one or two pictures, and they also let him see, I believe, some of the radar data and talk to one of the pilots. So what happened there was they didn't relent. Not really. But what they did do, what the military did was they created a very small limited hangout so that Representative Gaetz could see a little bit of what happened and then say, well, you know, I told those guys how authority flows. And, you know, believe me, they let me see what I needed to see. Not really. Just the tip of the iceberg. Who knows what actually happened here? But he had the courage to go down there and demand to see this stuff. So that's hopeful. Okay, it goes on. It says, according to Gaetz, fighter pilots tracked down four unknown objects flying in a clear diamond formation. Notably, the incident occurred on a training range, typically conspicuously free of any airborne clutter. In other words, these things don't care if we have planes flying around. Still, imagery indicated that one of the objects demonstrated capabilities that Gaetz, who has served on the House Armed Services Committee for nearly a decade, was not able to attach to any human capability, either from the United States or from any of our adversaries. Radar data, according to Gaetz, showed that the four objects moved in a very clear formation with equidistant separation. As Gaetz noted and further documentation confirmed, the fighter jet's radar stopped working as the jet closed within 4,000 feet of one of the objects. The jet's infrared camera malfunctioned too, requiring the pilot to take still images of one of the unknown objects manually. I have to wonder, did he just reach in his pocket and pull out his cell phone and take pictures of this thing? Why aren't we seeing him? Why aren't they posted somewhere? In a case resolution report, boy, there you go, where nothing gets resolved, published last week, the Pentagon's UFO analysis office concluded with moderate confidence that the object observed by the pilot was a balloon, likely a large commercial lighting balloon. Oh, how about that? He just saw these four balloons. I guess he thought there were four objects. The radar picked up four separate objects. But no, the military, the Pentagon, has analyzed this They've resolved it and decided that it was just a big balloon. This so-called explanation insults the intelligence of any reader who takes a few moments to review the details of the incident. It did not convince the world's most prominent UFO skeptic. The pilot's sketch of the object, described as akin to an Apollo spacecraft, bears no plausible resemblance to the design of any known industrial lighting balloon. So even the skeptics can't use this. This explanation is so toxic that even the debunkers that we see rambling on the internet constantly, and I don't know how they make their money. I guess it must get paid thousands of dollars to show up on the History Channel as the opposition. I called the Florida-based company that produces the high-end commercial lighting balloons alluded to by the UFO office. According to the firm, it is unheard of that such industrial-grade tethered balloons would spontaneously float away. In a brief video, Emmy winning lighting designer Matt Ford, who has used the lighting balloons in question, detail the sheer absurdity of the Pentagon's explanation. Well, you're talking about an organization that cannot account for $2.39 trillion. They just shrug their shoulders and say, we don't know where it's at. So yes, would those same people be able to lie to us about a UFO and call it a lighting balloon? I think so. The Pentagon astoundingly would have the American public believe that this seemingly impossible event occurred four times simultaneously. Meanwhile, the dual sensor malfunctions aboard the fighter jet, one of which occurred only in close proximity to the UFO, remained unexplained. So they pay, what, $100 million for these fighter planes? And they just randomly malfunction to where their radar doesn't work, where their cameras don't work? That's interesting. And it just happens to happen on this UFO? Perhaps, more glaringly, the Pentagon UFO office does not address how multiple balloons separated vertically by 1,000-foot increments could plausibly maintain a very clear equidistance, so they're the same distance apart the whole time, diamond formation at high altitudes and strong winds aloft. Yeah, 80-mile-an-hour winds, and these things are just floating right along. Worse yet, the pilot described the lead object as stationary or moving very slowly, given the approximately 80-mile-per-hour winds observed at altitude on the day of the incident. The pilot's observations are incongruous with the Pentagon's balloon explanation. Gates has rightly stated that the Pentagon's assessment is incomplete and does not reflect all of the data I was shown. Well, their assessment's a complete lie, Matt, just like their budget figures. It's missing all the truth. All the real parts are gone. Gates also called for the public release of the images and radar data associated with the encounter. Oh, we can't do that. Their masters won't let them. The Eglin incident, in short, serves as a microcosm of the many observed and implausible explanations that the government has offered up over the years for countless UFO incidents. Well, clear back to 1947 Roswell. They're using a balloon excuse when the guy in charge of the balloon program says that there were no balloons up that day because the winds. Yeah, 80 mile an hour? Yeah, they don't mind. They don't mind that the wind's blowing 80, 90, 100 mile an hour. They'll still use a balloon excuse. Why? Because it works. It allows people to assume the position of normalcy bias. It quiets the sheep. More recently, the Pentagon released a congressionally mandated review of U.S. government involvement with UFOs. The report, which is riddled with basic factual errors, omissions, and a laundry list of historical distortions, leaves much to be desired. Christopher Mellon, now I have some issues with Christopher Mellon because, as I recall, he claims he had some part of either handing off or picking up those Tic Tac videos in the Pentagon parking lot. So, but old school money, old school deep state, but he is bringing some stuff out there, so whatever. The Department of Defense's former top civilian intelligence official took the UFO office to task in a scathing 16,000-word analysis of the report. Among the report's many flaws is an egregious falsehood about a rigorous scientific study that the Air Force commissioned in the early 1950s to look into the thousands of UFO reports that it had received. According to the Pentagon's UFO office, this report by the Battelle Memorial Institute found that all cases that had enough data were resolved and explainable. That statement is demonstrably false. The study, in fact, characterized as unknown fully 33% of the UFO cases considered excellent. That is, those involving trained or multiple observers and with sufficient information to come to a conclusion, and Battelle employed a particularly high threshold for designating a sighting as unknown, requiring a group consensus among the evaluating scientists. So in other words, they made it as hard as possible to even put these things in the unknown category, and they still ended up with a third of them being unexplained. The Pentagon's egregious representation of this analysis is of light kind with its so-called explanation for the Elgin Air Force Base incident. In short, the decades-long nothing-to-see-here approach to the UFOs continues unabated. Well, it's called gaslighting. It's right in front of you. Yeah, the guy standing there at the bank teller with a gun pointed at her. I'm not robbing the bank. I'm just pointing a gun at you and asking for money. You know, it's when someone lies to you straight to your face and then claims that they aren't lying. It's a total denial of reality. Sometimes this will create so much confusion in a person's mind that they're temporarily stunned. And in that moment of being stunned, the person who's doing the gaslighting can just dump so much nonsense into their head and almost put them in a brainwashed state, okay? This is what's happening here. They're attempting to gaslight the American public, and they're doing a pretty good job of it. So that's why evidence doesn't matter to them. You could be looking at the UFO, and they will tell you, don't believe your lying eyes. If you do, you are a conspiracy theorist. Now, it goes on, it says, the Pentagon's egregious misrepresentations of this analysis is of light kind with the so-called explanation for the Elgin Air Force Base incident. In short, the decades-long nothing-to-see-here approach to UFOs continues unabated. Critically, the Pentagon's public stances contrast with internal Department of Defense documents. For example, a directive disseminated last year by the Joint Chiefs of Staff noted that the anomalous incidents are occurring around the world, including and in or near the territory of the United States, of its allies, and of its adversaries. So while they're lying to you, they're questioning what's going on among themselves. And maybe that's just this outer ring of this concentric rings of individuals who know more and more the closer you get. Maybe these chiefs of staff are still on the outside, still trying to figure out what's going on. This very center small group who report, I think, to the entities that are controlling these things in some kind of attempt to control us here on this planet. With unknown objects exhibiting highly unconventional technology, brazenly penetrating airspace around nuclear missile silos and other sensitive military facilities, the American public deserves truth, transparency, and far more analytic integrity than the Pentagon's currently demonstrating. Well, the fact is, you don't have to have a whole army to take over a city. You just need one person to open the gate. And we have to ask ourselves, who are the gatekeepers? And why won't those gatekeepers share the truth with us about what's going on? Now, I want to look at just a couple short examples of what's going on with the Pentagon here as far as their financial waste and incompetence. Or maybe it's not incompetence. Maybe it's just corruption or whatever's going on here. Maybe this is how they pay tribute to the people that are really running things, the entities that are really running things. I have to wonder. I don't know. This article is from the airforce-technology.com. It says, U.S. Pentagon loses millions of dollars over unrecorded loss of F-35 parts. And this is dated May 25th, 2023, written by John Hill. The Pentagon does not codify the accountability for F-35 parts that go missing. Now, this is the most advanced aircraft in the world, and we've got parts all over the place that we don't know where they're at. The U.S. Government Accountability Office announced that the U.S. Department of Defense incurs losses worth millions of dollars due to a lack of accountability over parts of the F-35 Lightning II fighter jet program. The department owns certain F-35 parts that contractors manage, but the Pentagon doesn't account for. This is partly because various DOD offices and contractors have not agreed on whether the spare parts are government-furnished property. So what, they make them, we pay for them, but we can't have them? The lack of agreement affects how the DOD processes lost parts. It churns one's stomach to imagine the amount of lost when we consider the government expects to spend $1.7 trillion over the life of F-35 aircraft. $1.7 trillion, okay. What did they spend during COVID? $3 trillion? So about half of what you spent in the whole COVID subsidies and all that. Think of the, just imagine the massive costs there. All the people that got subsidy checks, all the checks they sent out to people, all the money that businesses got. I talked to businesses owners that told me they got you know, unsecured loans, got gifts of $40,000-$50,000. So this went on massive. Over $3 trillion spent. The last I heard, they claim $2 trillion of it's unaccounted for. They think $1 trillion stole by Russia, $1 trillion stole by China. Who knows? Of about and here we go with this F-35 program. It's going to be over half of what the whole COVID thing cost. Of about 1 million lost parts worth $85 million, the DoD reviewed the circumstances surrounding 2% of identified losses since 2018. Oh boy. The GAO says there is no accountable property system for record that allows the DoD to monitor changes to property records. Currently, the contractors have this information. The government cannot manage its own interest in this matter at all. And then it lists the spare parts. So they're telling you that you, the taxpayer, pay for the parts. Contractors make them and hold on to them. But the government's not allowed to have those parts. They're not even allowed to know how many there are. Completely in the dark. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about deep state. These private entities, these corporations that can't be FOIA'd, that are just allowed to run roughshod over the law, who are connected with politicians and Defense Department personnel to the point that they can do whatever they want. This is the opposite of transparency. Okay, this is a recipe for fraud on a massive scale. Yet you and I are supposed to trust these people when they tell us that they have resolved the UFO problem. They're lying to us about the finances. They're lying to us about the UFOs. Take a look at one more quick article and then we'll finish this up. Now, I just did a quick search here and I got this article from December 2023. It talks about a $1.9 trillion unaccounted for. I think now it's up to $2.39. But still, the point's the same. This is from the ColoradoNewsline.com. It says, the Pentagon just can't pass an audit. Conservative lawmakers calling for cuts should start with agency that can't account for $1.9 trillion, not the program Americans rely on. Lindsey Kashkarian. That's true. I mean, if you want to bring this country together and kind of limit some of this division between the parties, between people who consider themselves liberal and people who consider themselves conservative, let's take some of this DoD waste and spend that on things that we could consider compassionate. Help for injured vets, help for the elderly or the severely disabled, things that we all agree on that something needs to be done just as a greater good for society. I mean, nobody wants to walk by and see a mentally ill homeless person struggling in the street. But most people would prefer to help that person and get them into some kind of a safe environment. Nobody wants to see an elderly parent who has worked their whole life, paid into the Medicaid, Medicare system, Social Security, all that, be denied decent care or be sent large bills from hospitals, quite frankly, because Medicare no longer covers that. When they go in to talk to the doctor, instead of them saying, well, Medicare will do this or that, they're told, well, your insurance company won't cover this. What? They've paid into these programs for 50, 60 years, and now suddenly they're dealing with an insurance company? What did they pay for that whole time? So there's a lot of places that we can agree on, I think, regardless of where you fall at on the spectrum. We can all agree, I think, that we don't want to get robbed and that there should be accountability. And yes, we need a strong military, but when they're unable to account for over $2 trillion, questions need to be asked. And we cannot trust people who lie to us repeatedly about the money that we give them to spend. That's my opinion. The Pentagon just failed its audit again. It says, for the sixth time in a row, the agency that accounts for half the money Congress approves each year can't figure out what it did with all that money. Half the money, half the taxes that you pay go to our defense budget. Does that seem reasonable to you? It doesn't to me. For a brief recap, the Pentagon has never passed an audit. Until 2018, it had never even completed one. Since then, the Pentagon has done an audit every year and given itself a participation prize each time. Yet despite this year's triumphant press release titled DoD Makes Incremental Progress Towards Clean Audit, it has failed every time. Why would we trust these guys with UFO disclosure? Why did they have any part in this discussion, really? In its most recent audit, the Pentagon was able to account for just half of its $3.8 trillion in assets, including the equipment, facilities, etc. So it's not just jet parts, it's everything. That means $1.9 trillion is unaccounted for, more than the entire budget Congress agreed to for the current fiscal year. Just taking all your money and flushing it down a rat hole. No other federal agency could get away with this. There would be congressional hearings. There would be demands to remove agency leaders or to defund those agencies. Every other major federal agency has passed an audit proving that it knows where taxpayer dollars it is entrusted to are going. Yet Congress is poised to approve another $840 million for the Pentagon despite its failure. In fact, by my count, Congress has approved $3.9 trillion in Pentagon spending since the first failed audit in 2018. Tens of billions have gone through the Pentagon to fund wars in Afghanistan, Ukraine, and now Israel. Accountability for those assets, including weapons and equipment, is also in question. It's not just the wars. It's these black projects. It's these spatial access projects where people can't see them. And it's just the absolute waste. Like we see here, well, we've got the parts, but we can't tell you how many they are, and we can't tell you where they're at. It is the creation of a deep state to rule over us using our own taxpayer funds that we pay in as individuals to do this. It's insidious. And then to think that we go to these very same people who are enslaving us through high taxation and just rampant fraud and waste, that those people should be in charge of telling us what UFOs are. That those people have the right to tell an elected representative like Matt Gaetz that he can't see what's going on with the UFOs. That's why I'm telling you, you will never get disclosure from the government, from the deep state, from any of these guys. We have to ground source disclosure because even the mainline media is now able to see that we are being lied to by the DOD and all these other alphabet agencies and intelligence communities about UFOs, that they're just continuing to speak to spew out lies in the face of overwhelming truth, and that is never going to change. We have to ground source disclosure and completely cut these people out of the loop as best we can, have our own conversations on our own websites, on our own podcast, and look to our own experiences is the truth, not what these guys are telling us. What we should be is suspicious of these folks at every turn, no matter what political party they claim to belong to. Because if we can't trust them about where the money's going, then we can't trust them about anything. Until next time, this is UFO Warning. Over and out.